Ambassadors from the 19 NATO member nations have agreed unanimously to begin planning to help Poland to lead a multinational force in southern Iraq as part of a post-war stabilization program. Although only limited technical assistance is involved, NATO Secretary General George Robertson hailed the move at alliance headquarters in Brussels.
The first important, indeed critical step was taken today by unanimity in the Council.
Poland is working to put together a multinational force of at least 7,000 troops to work in the south-central region of Iraq between the U.S. and British zones. Poland is expected to contribute about 2,000 of its own soldiers. Warsaw is also to host a conference starting Thursday with other nations that have also expressed willingness to contribute. The NATO assistance is expected to involve communications, logistics, and intelligence sharing, but no direct NATO involvement on the ground. Secretary General Robertson indicated no decision on such a NATO role is imminent.
We're not talking about a NATO presence in Iraq. We are talking purely and simply about NATO help to Poland, which is intending to be in Iraq and to fulfill a role in the stabilization force.
However, diplomats say the move could signal the opening of a wider NATO role in Iraq. The alliance earlier agreed to take command in August of a Dutch-German-led peacekeeping force in Kabul, Afghanistan. Diplomats say the Iraq mission is a test for Poland, which joined NATO in 1999 and has worked hard to modernize its military. Douglas Baxton for VOA News, Luxembourg.